Welcome to the Oxmat Roundup. It's Monday, May 25th, 2026. Today we're covering Exogene's return to Crowdcube, softening investment sentiment across the Thames Valley, and a few signals from the broader UK artificial intelligence ecosystem worth keeping on your radar.
Quite a packed one today, and a few of these stories actually connect in interesting ways when you zoom out.
Let's start with Exogene, the AI-powered cancer therapy biotech with Oxford ties. They're back on Crowdcube for a second crowdfunding campaign. What's your read on that?
A repeat campaign is genuinely a positive signal. It tells you retail investor confidence has held, which is often a precursor to a larger institutional round coming down the line. The real question is whether this campaign closes above the first one, because that would show the brand has grown and they've hit meaningful milestones.
Absolutely. And it keeps Oxford's oncology and cell therapy corridor in the spotlight, which matters. Now, shifting to the regional picture, a new BDO survey is flagging that Thames Valley businesses are pausing investment plans as they absorb the latest global economic shocks. That's a meaningful signal for founders out there.
It is, though I'd push back on reading it as doom and gloom. BDO's own framing suggests businesses are absorbing rather than retreating. So this looks reactive, not structural. For early-stage startups with strong fundamentals, longer decision cycles from corporates could actually be a window to negotiate better terms.
Good reframe. On the talent side, Startups magazine has highlighted a widening gap between the AI strategies companies are chasing and the actual workforce skills available to execute them. Oxford's university pipeline is an advantage here, but it's not automatic, is it?
No, and that's the nuance. Converting academic talent into startup-ready hires takes active investment in pathways. It doesn't just happen. Investors should genuinely be pressure testing their AI-first portfolio companies on hiring and retention, not just on the models themselves.
Finally, a quick scan of the broader UK AI landscape. Searchable raised $14 million for AI-native enterprise search. Green Pixie closed £4.7 million to tackle cloud and AI waste. And Startups magazine dropped its list of 100 AI companies to watch, worth scanning for any Oxford-linked names.
The Green Pixie raise is the one-eyed flag, as inference costs and data center energy demand draw more scrutiny. Tools that reduce AI waste are becoming a credible category in their own right, and that thesis is only going to get stronger.
Great place to end it. That's your Oxmat Roundup for May 25th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.